Not much in the way of significant precipitation will occur in the U.S. Midwest as we move forward through the next 5 to 7 days. There may be some brief periods of light precipitation in a few random locations, but none of it's likely to have much of an impact on the region. That is good news for the flooded areas in the lower Ohio and middle Mississippi and lower Missouri River valleys. These areas are suffering from flood conditions, and the situation is only going to get a little bit worse before it gets better, just simply because the water continues to rise in some communities. We're expecting to see mostly dry weather prevail for a while, but we're not done with the wet weather bias and look for that to resume again a little bit later in the first part of January. The earliest that we could see a significant storm system impacting the U.S. Midwest will probably hold off until the latter part of next week. That storm system that's advertised is not likely to be nearly the intensity of what we just saw this past weekend, but it will bring some additional moisture to the region and maintain very wet field conditions and also a high river flow situation. Floodwaters will recede over the next 7 to 10 days. Despite the storm system later next week, the receding floodwater will help to reduce the potential for additional damage for a while. If for some reason the storm system that occurs later next week turns out to be a bigger event, then flooding could worsen once again, but we're not expecting that to occur. The same storm system that's going to be coming into the Midwest during the latter part of next week has its roots in California during the early to middle part of next week. California is waiting desperately for significant rains to start impacting the state, and this system coming up for early next week will be the first in a long sequence of showers and thunderstorm activity that's likely to occur in the state that will help to bolster the moisture situation. There's also interest overseas today for the coolness that's going to be occurring in parts of southwestern Russia. Apparently, there's a band of snow-free conditions in some of the wheat and rye production area, and it looks like there's going to be some bitter cold temperatures as we move forward through the end of this week and during the weekend that will raise the potential for a little bit of winter kill in that area. Back here in the States, winter kill was a concern for portions of central and western Kansas and eastern Colorado after last weekend's snowstorm missed those areas. Temperatures have been very cool across that region the past couple of days, but cloudiness and at least a little bit of light snow flurry activity has helped to hold the temperatures up, and no damage has occurred thus far. We will see temperatures in the single digits continuing out there in those snow-free areas in Kansas and Colorado for the next couple of nights before we start seeing an improving trend. For the heart of the Midwest, our weather has certainly turned cooler, but it's really the flooding that we have to worry about right now, and the river floods. This situation will continue to be significant for the next several days. That storm system that comes into the Midwest during the latter part of next week will bring ahead of it some warming temperatures to the region, so the cool-off that we've got underway right now is not likely to last very long. Temperatures this afternoon will be held to the range of teens and 20s in the far northwestern Corn Belt. Most everybody else will be seeing highs that run from the 20s and 30s from parts of Iowa into Wisconsin and northern Illinois and parts of northern Missouri to readings that'll be in the 40s to around 50 degrees near the Ohio River. The situation will probably continue to be somewhat similar as we move out over the next couple of days. A warming bias, though, will evolve as we get into the heart of the weekend and early part of next week, with highs back into the 20s and 30s in the far northwest and 30s and 40s elsewhere. And we'll probably see, again, some 50-degree readings possible in the far south. Lowest temperatures at night for a little while here will run from the single digits and teens in the western portions of the Corn Belt to readings that will be mostly running in the 20s and 30s in other parts of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.